I'll be chatting to comedian Chris Neal. He's now up off the floor, aren't you, Chris?
I am, yeah, just about.
He's got his cup of tea, he's ready to talk. That'll be in half an hour, but first of all, relax, sit back, and for the first time on Radio 4 Extra, enjoy Series 7 of Andy Hamilton's Hell-based sitcom, Old Harry's Game, in which hell is thrown into confusion when a dog turns up, because animals aren't evil, are they?
Old Harry's Game by Andy Hamilton, starring Annette Crosby as Edith, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Andy Hamilton as Satan.
For I, Satan, glory in your pain, you pitiful mortals. That was a good evil laugh, wasn't it, Scumspawn?
I'd say that was your best evil laugh since you forced Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart into that musical collaboration with James Brown.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, personally, I thought that Requiem was improved by a few get-on-downs, but... Shall I give these two another blast?
Oh, yes, I'll.
Cower, you miserable pair of doomed fleshlings. Cower before your tormentor.
Very impressive again.
Yeah, these new arrivals don't seem very frightened, though, do they? I mean, they're usually standing in a puddle by now.
Invariably, my prince.
Well, apart from Mother Teresa, she just looked gobsmacked. But but these two, I don't know. I'll try racking it up a notch, yeah? This realm of unending agony is your fate. And like all sinners, you will forevermore experience the dreadful consequences of your actions.
No, I think you're wrong there.
Wrong? How dare you, fleshling? You've been sent to my kingdom because you have been judged. That is the way it works. If you do something wrong, then you have to pay for it.
Ah, no, you see, we're bankers.
Sorry?
We're bankers, so we've got all that stuff about experiencing the consequences of our actions.
Yes?
Doesn't really apply.
I managed to lose £30 million without having to give up a single yacht.
Yeah, you see, old chap, experience tells us that no matter what you've done, someone always steps in and bails you out.
Yeah, well, I think you'll find hell is surprisingly short on rescue packages. Although I may well inject some extra liquidity into your system. Scumspawn, check the file. What are they in for?
No, and lost people's savings by giving billions to criminal shysters, rewarded themselves massive bonuses whenever the month had a vowel in it. The usual bog-standard banker depravity, sir.
No, excuse me. I'm not a bog-standard banker. I was an innovative banker. Why do you laugh?
Well, because some words just don't belong together. Like innovative and banker. Or liberal and government. Or Newcastle and United.
I was innovative. In the late 90s at a conference in New York, I stood up in front of all the other delegates and I said, I've got this fantastic idea. Where's the gap in the market? Who aren't we selling mortgages to? I'll tell you who we're not selling mortgages to. We are not selling mortgages to the people who can't afford mortgages. Let's do it. And the whole room applauded.
Really?
Oh, yes, we all agreed it was an absolutely brilliant idea.
Yep, everyone did.
And exactly how much cocaine had you taken?
A bit.
All right, Scumspawn. Lob them into the pit of subprime mortgage defaulters.
But they'll tear us to pieces.
I hope so. That'll make it easier to store.
That pit is completely full, my liege. All the pits are totally full up.
No.
At the moment, there's nothing we can do with these two.
Oh, I know. Bung them in that pit we dug in preparation for Jeremy Kyle. You know, the one where every torment is announced by a caption.
Full as well, my liege. Had to use it for overspill.
Blast!
Yeah, there you see.
What did we tell you?
We're bankers, we lead charmed lives.
Immune from punishment.
Even by Satan himself.
Ah, but I'm no bog standard Satan. No. I'm an innovative Satan.
Listen, Edith. Satan has chosen to imprison us together like this, so we might as well try to be civil. We're stuck with each other. For all eternity. There's no escape.
I'm painfully aware of that, thank you very much. I tell you, if I could kill myself, I would.
And if I could kill you, I would as well. But we're both already dead and doomed to languish here forever, so lighten up.
How dare you tell me to lighten up? You destroyed my daughter's life.
Oh, here we go. Listen, your daughter married me because she loved me, and the marriage might have worked if it hadn't been for your hostile attitude.
That's right. Shift the blame.
Well, how many weddings have you been to where the bride's mother is picketing the church?
I had to do something. I told her it would only be a matter of time before you were unfaithful, and it was. 6 minutes. In the vestry with the maid of honour.
I couldn't help that. I'm an alpha male.
God knows why my daughter didn't just ditch you there and then.
She was mad about me. I know she was mad about me because I hardly ever had to use the Rohypnol on her.
You are a boil on the arse of humanity.
Oh, shut your face hole.
Do you want some?
Yeah, okay, come on, come on, come on.
You miserable
come on. Fight. Go on, Edith, smack him in the mouth.
I will not smack him in the mouth purely for your gratification.
Oh, well, then I'll have to do it.
Oh, you know that violence is an admission of failure, don't you?
Is it? Oh, no, failed again. I am such a loser. Oh, give me a smile, Edith. You look like Orla Gurin's miserable older sister.
Why have you made me share with this rat bag? It's the worst thing that could possibly happen to me.
Yeah, you still don't quite get how this place works, do you? See, it's a worst thing that could possibly happen to your theme park. That's why I've billeted Lord Reith with Rod Hull and Emu. And why Liberace is sharing with the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Longer do I have to put up with this?
You know the deal, Fruit Drop. I'll move you to new accommodation just as soon as you finish writing my biography. You know, the one that's going to put the record straight about how I've been unfairly misrepresented as the baddie.
Well, that's a little hard to do when you're torturing me with this creature.
Listen, it's torture for me as well, and don't call me creature.
Well, a creature is the only way to describe you, Thomas. In fact, you are officially the most despicable creature ever to have walked the earth.
Well, Scumspawn thinks that deep down I've got some good in me.
Scumspawn thinks that Bob the Builder is a real builder. No, he does. He wrote to him once asking for a quote.
The thing is,
listen, I couldn't move you even if I wanted to, Peaches. See, hell is full, way beyond its capacity, and I just can't see a solution.
No, the solution's easy. A moron could spot it.
Well, and just did, obviously.
You know what they say, don't you? If you can't solve a problem, destroy it.
Who says that?
The voices in my head.
You hear voices in your head?
Yeah, but only the normal amount, you know. I'm not mental.
If you can't solve a problem, destroy it.
It's a mindless philosophy.
Yes, yes, it is. Totally mindless. And yet strangely attractive. Bit like Scientology. Which I invented, as it happens.
Ron Hubbard invented Scientology.
Yeah, but he got it from me. I spotted him in this bar. He was pissed and I was bored, so I made up this religion. Well, I say I made it up. I actually got most of it from an old episode of Flash Gordon. Anyway, I told it to L. Ron Hubbard and he dutifully wrote it all down, got his books published, founded Scientology, and the rest, as they say, is bollocks.
Well, exactly how would you destroy this particular problem?
Oh, easy. If I annihilate, say, well, 75% of the damned, then the overcrowding problem disappears.
You can't just destroy them.
Why not?
It wouldn't be ethical.
Oh, you're right. Yes, that's the trouble with being Satan. I'm always being constrained by ethics.
And it was my idea, by the way. You will remember that, won't you, when it comes to deciding on who's in the 25%.
Don't worry, Thomas, I won't destroy you.
Right.
I enjoy hurting you too much.
Right.
I've just filled your underpants with piranha, by the way.
Yes, I've noticed that. Ow! Oh, fuck! Oh, my God!
Well, if you destroy all those people, then I shall have to write a chapter in your biography accusing you of genocide.
Listen, Edith, I honestly think that if you ask the poor suffering souls who are being tormented whether they would like to be destroyed, the vast majority of them will say, yes, I would like to be destroyed, thank you for asking.
Ask them, then.
What?
Consult them.
I've never consulted anyone in my life.
Well, actually, sire, that's not strictly true. You did once ask Yves Saint Laurent's advice on how to dress well for under a fiver.
I wasn't consulting him, I was winding him up. That's why I made him wear that donkey jacket. Anyway, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be digging that temporary pit for those two bankers.
Oh, I've done that, my prince. And, as you've requested, I've staffed it with our most vicious demons, who will issue constant reminders that the direction of pokers can go down as well as up.
Yeah, well, that's a start. That's good.
But the thing is, my lord, we've just had a new arrival, and this one's... Well, he's even more problematic.
Yeah. Well, what's problematic about him? That's a dog, Scumspot.
I'm afraid so, sir.
Oh, I don't believe this. What is a dog doing in hell?
I can't explain it, sir. It's obviously some kind of mistake. He's a friendly little fellow, though, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Get him off my leg, will you?
Oh, of course. Sorry, my prince. I think he's a little excited.
Yes, I can see that.
Oh, he's gorgeous, aren't you, feather? Oh, there's a name on his collar. Scamp. Hello, Scamp.
What sort of dog is he, Edith?
Well, I'm not an expert, but I'd say he's part Labrador and part Mastiff.
Right.
And part Yorkshire Terrier, part Corgi, part Jack Russell, part Spaniel, part Pekingese, with just a suggestion of ferret.
How did he die, Scumspot?
Well, as far as I can ascertain, my prince, he died during the finals at Crafts, shot by one of the exhibitors who was entering his prize, St. Bernard. The trouble was, so was Scamp.
This is just ridiculous. I mean, a dog can't be sent to hell.
Why not?
Because dogs have no sense of morality. That's the whole point of being a dog, isn't it? So they're allowed to behave in a way that humans aren't. You know, I mean, take sort of sexual behaviour. I mean, imagine if you were in, I don't know, Leeds Town Centre on a Saturday night and you saw a man and a woman meet for the first time and then within seconds they were copulating in the street in full view of... Actually, you probably can see that at Leeds Town Centre on a Saturday night. But you get my drift. Dogs don't know right from wrong, ergo they cannot be sentenced to damnation, so hell is a dog-free zone.
No, that's not true. You've often set that giant dog on me, the one with the three heads.
What, Cerberus? Yeah, but he's not a mortal dog, is he? No, he's a monster demon dog. I made him, along with all the other monster demon animals. Well, you've met most of them, actually, haven't you, Thomas?
Yes, I have.
The massive robot weasel with the tungsten teeth.
Yep.
The 60-foot-tall saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, yeah.
The 60-foot-tall saber-toothed tiger's dad.
Yes, yeah.
You've met?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. The giant atomic gorilla with the massive jaws and the sense of grievance.
Yes.
The multi-tentacled land squid that squirts laxative ink.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, the deranged super lobster with the irrational...
Hatred of nipples.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you've encountered them all, haven't you?
Yes.
Sometimes all at once. But Cerberus the Hellhound, he's my favourite, yeah? Where is he, Scumspawn? I haven't seen him for a while.
Last time I saw him, sir, he was in the pit of Korean chefs.
Oh, yeah, he likes it. Yeah.
Does that dog have to lick his genitals like that? It's disgusting.
Oh, come on, you do that if you could. So, what are we going to do about this development then, Scumspawn?
Well, as I see it, it raises two very important questions, my liege. The first is, has God suddenly decided that dogs, and possibly even other animal species, now qualify for eternal damnation? And the second question is, can we keep him?
I knew this was coming.
Oh, please, sire, he likes you.
Well, he likes my legs, certainly. Get him off, will you?
Oh, isn't that sweet? Look, he's sitting up and begging.
Yeah, stop doing that, Scumspawn. It's embarrassing, all right?
Please let me keep him, my prince. Oh, I'll train him.
I'm sorry. Hell has a strict no pets rule. You know that. An inferno is not a suitable place for them. Just ends in tears. I mean, look how upset you got when that goldfish was poached alive in his bowl.
How did a goldfish end up in hell?
I found him in the pocket of a drowned fairground worker.
Yeah. Then there was that pot-bellied Vietnamese pig, the one you found in a bun in Robert Maxwell's pocket. I mean, that pig had a miserable time down here, remember?
Oh, yeah. Keith Moon and the bacon slicer.
Yeah. You should never let him run free like that.
Well, in the wild, pot-bellied pigs...
No, I was talking about Keith Moon.
Sorry, my...
Anyway, look, you can keep him here for now. I'll raise it with God.
You're going to talk to God?
Yeah, I need his permission for the downsizing.
Downsizing?
He's proposing to destroy 75% of the damned.
I can't see the Almighty going for that, sire. I mean, they are the damned, and they're in your domain. Technically, you have a duty of care.
It'll be fine, okay? Once I put the case, you'll see the sense in it. You know, God's not stupid. Even if he did give his chosen people the one bit of the Middle East that's got no oil in it, you know. Still, they'll never be short of oranges. Well, that'll be it. Hello? Yoo-hoo. Jehovah. It's me, Satan. Can you hear me? Well, I know you can hear me because of the omniscience thing. Yeah, which is a lot quicker than broadband, isn't it, eh? Anyway, look, I've come to the top of Mount Everest because I thought this is nice and quiet. No loud mouse on their mobiles. I'll cut to the chase, your omnipotence. We got a problem in hell. You see, what's happening is... Ah, at last.
Greetings, Satan.
Sorry, who are you two exactly?
We are angels.
Do you know, I had an idea you might be. Yeah, two golden-haired men with huge white feathery wings. I thought to myself, either they're angels or they've just escaped from a laboratory.
Well, if you're going to be like that about it, we'll go.
Absolutely.
No, don't go. Look, it's just... Well, I was expecting God and...
We are here representing God.
Whatever you have to say to him, you can say to us.
No, you see, I need to talk to the engineer, not his oily rags. No offence. No, you see, it's important. It's about the judging of humans. It's big boy stuff.
We are authorised to take decisions regarding the judging of humans.
Well, since when?
Since the Almighty appointed us as his site managers.
Site managers?
Yes, isn't it great? We've even got little badges. Look, see? Sir Ite Manager.
He's put us in charge of Earth and all things earthly.
No, you see, no, God's in charge of all this. It's his creation.
Yes, it is his creation, but he's bored with it now.
Bored?
Yes, he's lost interest. Says mankind keeps doing stupid things again and again. He said Sarah Palin was the last straw.
That's right. He took one look at her and said, OK, that's it, I'm jacking it in.
Yes. Then he gave us our badges.
Look how shiny they are.
Yes. God just can't lose interest.
Well, he has. Spends all his time now just doing Sudoku.
Yes, and playing Subutio with Jesus.
The two of them are catching up on some father-son quality time, which is nice to see.
Yes, because I think the crucifixion damaged their relationship for a bit.
Yes. I think it raised trust issues.
Yeah, not to mention...
Listen. God can't just give up on his creation. That is just irresponsible. You see, that's the trouble with being God. You never have to grow up. And now he's just abandoned us like some toy he's grown tired of. Well, that's selfish, capricious, egotistical. You won't tell him I said any of this, will you? No, because he reacts badly to criticism, usually with a couple of billion volts up your fundament. So.
Sorry, what? I was just admiring my badge.
Yes, mine's laminated.
Okay, well, look, as you've got the shiny badges, yes. You can give me the authorization I need to remedy hell's overcrowding issues.
How exactly?
I need to destroy 75% of the damned.
Oh, crikey.
I'm not sure that's going
to
go down.
Bear with me. You see, I have to annihilate millions of people for health and safety reasons. So, if you could just...
No, we couldn't approve that, sorry.
But you said you've been given total and absolute authority.
Yes, but only up to a point.
Oh, all right. Well, look, could you get him to come and talk to me? Then it's just...
No, he says that he's bored with you as well.
Said that you used to make him laugh with your little goat's legs and your funny little voice that sounds as if it's being played at the wrong speed. But now he says you just moan all the time.
Yeah, well, is it any wonder I've got a lot to moan about? It's all right for him lazing around up there like some eternal student. Some of us have to do some proper work. When was the last time he was up to his elbows in bile, eh?
Why didn't you just do it anyway? Annihilate your 75% of sinners.
Well, I'm sorely tempted, believe me. I mean, if he's decided to be an absentee deity, then I could, the trouble is, he's always made it very clear that only he makes the rules, so I'm not allowed to... improvise.
Sorry, we can't help. We'd be exceeding our remit.
Are there any smaller decisions we can take for you?
Well, now that you mention it...
Down, boy! Down! No, down!
There's no way Satan will let you keep that dog if you can't control it.
I know, but what can I do?
You've got to show it who's boss, that's all. Dogs are pack animals, so you have to be the pack leader. It's simple.
Right. So you used to keep dogs, then?
Oh, yes. All around the perimeter fence.
What sort of dogs?
Hungry ones.
He meant what breed?
Oh, right. They were Argentinian deathhounds.
I'm not sure I've seen Peter Purvis introducing the deathhound section at Crufts.
No, they were very rare. They're the result of a genetic experiment by escaped Nazis.
Oh, nice.
Oh, huge, great dogs with the razor-sharp teeth and massive jaws, but surprisingly good with children, provided they don't move.
See, I've never trained a dog. I don't even know how to start.
It's very easy. Dogs respond to love and attention and...
electric shocks.
I'm talking about how to train a dog properly, not how to brutalise
it. Oh, you're just playing with words now. You're not telling me the proper way to train a dog is to mollycoddle it and stroke its back like this and tickle behind its ears like this and do all that. Who's a good boy? Rubbish. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
That's astonishing.
What is?
Well, a few moments ago, Scamp was all over the place, but well, since you've been petting him, he's calmed right down. See how he's snuggling up to you?
Why is he doing that?
He likes you.
What?
He likes you. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's just I've never heard that phrase before. Scamp does like me, doesn't he? Look at the little tail going 13 to the dozen. He likes me.
Dogs like everyone. It's not a character reference.
We've got to train him up quickly so that there's less chance of him annoying Satan.
Look, it's all in the tone of the voice. Kind but firm. You give a nice, clear instruction.
Can I do it? Please. Only I think I'm making a connection with him, aren't I, boy? Hey? Who's a good little dog?
All right, then, Thomas, you can start his training.
Okay. Scamp. Sit.
He's sitting.
And heel. And beg. And kill.
Sorry.
Force of habit.
A dog has been sent to hell?
Yes.
But if you start sentencing dogs to damnation, that's a dangerous precedent, isn't it?
Exactly. The RSPCA will go nuts. And I don't suppose St. Francis of Assisi will be too happy. Perhaps he could put in a word, you know, because he's in heaven with you lot, presumably.
Is he?
Oh, no, sorry, I've got him, haven't I? Yeah, that business with the nun, the warthog and the harpsichord. What a Vespers that was. Anyway, the thing is, you can straighten this out, can't you? God appointed you as his site managers, so you can get this poor doggy into heaven.
Well, I'm not sure. All this must have happened for a reason.
Oh, yes, and if we intervene, the Almighty might go into one.
Oh, come on, show a bit of backbone. You know, and if the Almighty queries it, just stand up to him, make your case, show some defiance. You know what I mean? What's the worst that can happen?
Well, we're sort of looking at the worst that can happen, aren't we?
I have to admit, Edith, Thomas does seem to be getting the best out of that dog. And he seems to be bringing out the best in Thomas.
There is no best in Thomas.
What?
Now, Edith, don't let being in hell make you all cynical and pessimistic.
I can't believe you just said that.
Scumspawn, I'm back and I'm in a bad mood. So stand well clear.
No luck with the Almighty then, sir.
Well, I didn't get to speak to him, did I? No, God's lost interest. He's abandoned us.
God's abandoned us?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that explains Piers Morgan.
I'm feeling totally impotent, Scumspawn. And do you know what impotence breeds?
Well, very little, I should imagine.
Rage, Scumspawn. Impotence breeds rage. I'm experiencing rage as the result of a totally pointless conversation with two particularly annoying cloud jockeys.
Cloud jockeys?
Angels.
Oh.
Yeah, they're site managers. Can you believe that? Yeah, he's entrusted the whole of creation to a pair of harp monkeys.
Site managers? But what does that involve?
Wearing badges, basically. Mind you, they haven't got those anymore. I confiscated them.
And what did you do with them?
Well, let's just say I'll put them somewhere where they won't be able to read them. Unless they have access to a gastroscope.
Was that wise, sir? I mean, the Almighty does take a very dim view of you doing that kind of thing. Oh, remember how cross he was when you lost your temper with the angel Gabriel and relocated his horn.
Oh, he was asking for that. He was patronising me.
Good boy.
Just like Thomas is patronising that dog. What? Why is he doing that, Scumspawn?
Well, he's training Scamp to make him a bit more manageable. Oh, and look how he's running across to greet you. See, look, he... Scamp! Bad dog! I'm so sorry, my liege.
Scumspawn, I told you that I was experiencing feelings of rage, and you have just let a dog urinate over me.
I didn't know he was going to do it.
He's just a puppy. He gets confused. He probably mistook you for a tree.
Mistook me for a tree?
Yes.
Scumspawn, what would it do for my credibility if word gets around that you shouldn't expect punishment, not even if you use Satan as an outside toilet? No, I'm sorry, I've made my mind up. This dog's getting put down now.
Please, no.
If you can't solve a problem, then destroy it. That's right, Thomas, isn't it?
No, he won't do it again, my prince.
We just haven't got round to toilet training yet, but he'll learn. He's a very bright dog. Watch. Scamp, count to five. See? Well, come on, that's pretty close. That's pretty close. I mean, most school leavers couldn't beat that.
This is no environment for a dog. I'm actually doing it out of kindness. That's the reason I'm destroying him.
Please. He gives me joy and companionship.
And that's another reason.
Just why does this dog bother you so much?
Well, I'm not sure. Perhaps it's the way he likes to drench me with his bodily fluids. That could be it.
No. It's more than that.
No, I think that would be enough, actually. Yeah.
No, you feel threatened by him. It's all that show of affection, isn't it? That's it. You're frightened by affection.
Please, I am not frightened by abstract nouns. Why would I, the lord of all I survey, be scared of the narcissistic self-indulgence that you lot call affection?
Because you can't understand it? And can't experience it? Or maybe because you could, if you allowed yourself to.
Oh, here comes the psychobabble express.
Maybe you're terrified that you could feel affection, and that would make you vulnerable, wouldn't it? That would make you like us.
You're not seriously proposing that as a thesis, are you, Edith? That has all the intellectual clarity of John Prescott after lunch.
I think it's a very sound thesis, and I shall be devoting a whole chapter to it. In my biography.
Oh, you will not, girl. I won't let you.
Well, then I shan't finish the book. I won't brook censorship of any kind.
It's a rubbish theory, Edith.
Then prove me wrong. Spare the dog. Look, how can you resist those big sad eyes? And see how he's licking your hooves.
For the last time, Scumspawn, stop doing that.
It's just my way of imploring you, sire.
Oh, all right. The dog can stay for now.
Yes! Go, Satan! Go, Satan!
Stop the moon dancing.
I'm sorry, sire.
But this leaves us with a very real problem, Edith, because I still need to vent my anger somehow, you know?
No, you don't. You can rise above that feeling. It's just an infantile reaction. You don't need to do that.
What if I take it out on Thomas?
Oh, that's okay.
Right, okay. Thomas, brace yourself.
That's fine. By all means, take it out on me. I'm happy to accept the pain if it means little Scamp will be spared.
Oh, you've taken all the fun out of it now, which just makes me even more angry. Well, somebody's got to cop it. I know. I'll go fetch those two financial innovators back here. Scumspawn, you can go and find Cerberus, and they can be his din-dins.
You're not seriously going to let bankers be ripped to pieces by a giant dog?
No, you're right, yeah. That's too good for them, isn't it? Scumspawn, fetch the giant gorilla as well.
Old Harry's Game featured Andy Hamilton as Satan, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Annette Crosby as Edith, with Philip Pope and Michael Fenton Stevens. The programme was written by Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.
And we'll have more from Old Harry's Game next week. Now there's going to be a short jingle, and then I'm going to be talking to Chris Neal.
Yeah, I'm still here, waiting.
Now you're listening to The Comedy Club on BBC Radio 4 Extra with me, Izzy Sutty, and now I am joined by my very, very special guest, Mr. Chris Neal. Journalist, comedian, author...
Not aficionado. I'd like to write a book, but I come up with a title, but I haven't got any... What else were you going to say about me?
Aficionado.
Aficionado, like a cross between a fish and a avocado.
Yes, a fish avocado of gardening. You're very
yeah,
good gardener.
Yeah. I quite like gardening.
Yeah. I've been to your garden. I thought it was brilliant. It's an example for all gardens in the area to follow.
Well, there are, living in Peckham, there are some pretty shoddy gardens, so you don't need to aim very high to do quite well. But yeah, I quite like gardening, and the day you came round, I made an effort, I dusted it and everything. So.
Chris and I toured together, didn't we, last year?
It was so lovely.
It was the nicest job
I've ever had.
Oh, you know what, we had a lot of fun. Touring can sometimes be quite... what was the best?
The cartoon I did.
Oh, yeah,
the
sure.
Money was better.
I was going to say, when I was a cleaner.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it was amazing when my job was to restock loo rolls in the ladies' toilets at Waterloo Station. I love that job. That was amazing. But after that, touring with you was brilliant. But no, so the cartoon was good because that was the money was lovely.
Of course, you played an owl in the cartoon.
Not just an owl. I was Owl with a capital O.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Actually,
Owl.
Yes, I was Owl. And you've done cartoons and things. And
yeah, I did a little bit of stuff like that. I have to say, actually, I used to be a cleaner and I didn't mind it as a job. I used to quite like cleaning other people's houses.
I did it for a bit when I was about 20 and I absolutely hated it. The cleaner, my lovely cleaner, who's a nice lady called Berta, she has cleaned for me for about 5 years and she's from Lithuania and her mother's just died and she's gone back to Lithuania for her mother's funeral. And I have to say, Berta, if you're listening, my flat isn't cleaning itself.
No, the garden's all right.
The garden's all right. She always wants to do the garden, but she's got a big garden in Lithuania. I don't want her to do the garden, but my bathroom, no, please come back.
Maybe the bathroom.
I know you've got to mourn for your mother, but sometimes work is the best thing, I find.
Oh, yeah, listen, work's the best medicine. Come back.
Come back.
Roll your sleeves
up. Put it all behind you. What's that? Clean. Oh, no, so, yes, we did the tour. That was, we did quite a few days, didn't we?
We did about
15 days.
We did some crazy drives.
You were very busy with TV, though.